Excuse me, you're in my personal space. Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. It's been less than a week, and so far people seem to like their light rail trains to Capitol Hill and Husky Stadium. Sound Transit saw a huge opening day last weekend, almost 70,000 riders, and since then there have been thousands more than expected. And that has Seattle figuring out something new, crowded trains. Sound Transit spokesperson Bruce Gray says they're working it out.
We're seeing great ridership. And based on that, we're going to start rolling out some longer trains during peak rush hours.
Longer trains. What about more trains running more often?
Well, we're at trains every 6 minutes right now. And that's about all we have space for in the downtown Seattle Transit Tunnel today. So we're running them as often as we can during rush hours. And the idea is that having a few longer ones mixed in there is going to help ease some of the crowding on the trains.
If I'm a light rail rider, what can I do to help the situation?
That's a great question. When you get on the train, move to the ends of the car. Move to the middle parts of the car. Don't stand right in the doorway area. That's why we've got those bars and straps hanging the length of the trains. You know, make room for everybody. Also, put your backpack on the floor. Put your backpack in front of you. Put your luggage underneath your seat.
Not on the seat next to you.
Not on the seat next to you. And not your backpack on the seat next to you either. These trains are washed down every night. The floors are clean enough that you can put it on the floor for a few minutes.
So this is the phase, Bruce, where we're learning. We're learning how to be big city train riders.
We are learning, and a lot of this may be because we've got a lot of new riders. Folks who are on some bus lines, they know the etiquette of getting on a bus and walking to the back and making room. And it's all part of the growing pains.
But, you know, everybody in every city kind of has to decide how crowded is too crowded, right? New Yorkers might put up with more crowding than Seattleites. So
right.
How do I know, we need more trains. We need longer trains. This is ridiculous. Or whether, no, it's just time for you to rethink your personal bubble.
Yeah, I think that personal bubble tends to be a little bigger out here in Seattle among some folks. And over time, people are going to get used to it. You know, we see it especially on like special event days when people are taking the train to see the Sounders or the Seahawks. You don't expect to get on there and have a seat the whole ride. And you'll put up with someone being a little closer to you than you might if you're just standing at the grocery. A healthy transit system in a big city is crowded, especially during rush hours.
Of course, maybe a Seattle listener listening to you now is thinking, I don't want to be a New Yorker. I want my Seattle bubble.
Well, I think those same listeners also want to be able to get around the city and not sit in traffic. So I think it's worth it.
Okay, so let's say it's you and me, Bruce.
Okay.
We're on the train. We're headed from the UW to Safeco Field during rush hour.
All right.
What's the picture? Are we sitting down?
If you get on at UW, you are for sure, because you're on the first train. If you're getting on in the downtown Seattle Transit Tunnel, you probably are not going to get a seat, and you're going to stand for a few minutes until you get to the stadium.
We're standing. We're holding a strap.
That's right. You're getting on, and you're walking to the back of the train. You're walking into the middle section. You're getting out of the doorway. You're holding on to the strap or that bar above you, and you'll be at your destination in a few minutes.
All right. We're strap holding together. Are we touching?
Are you touching?
Yeah.
Depends on the time of day. You might be rubbing shoulders with somebody, and that's not such a scary thing.
Well, yeah. See, what if I said, what's with the touching? Could you move?
I think the way this city is booming, I don't think it should be a big surprise to folks that there's crowds on trains and there's just more people in general in Seattle these days. As more and more people use this system, and as we're seeing today, people are going to get used to the idea that your personal space, you don't get a 3-foot bubble around you.
That's Bruce Gray, spokesperson with Sound Transit. Sound Transit counted 57,000 riders on Tuesday between SeaTac and Husky Stadium.